Imagine Dragons, Loom World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Well, tell me about the new missions, the new missionaries. What are you excited about?
Well, to have 36 new missions, which really reflects the fact that ever since President Nelson issued his seminal call in April of 2022 for missionary service, it's gone up every month since then. And so suddenly we're at this marvelous number we anticipated, we hoped, we prayed that we would get to 72,500. And as of this morning, it is 72,721. So we've got all of these wonderful missionaries, teaching missionaries, service missionaries, senior missionaries, and we need these missions. And so we've worked hard at it. We've had the areas make recommendations. And as you can see from the release, they're all over the world, the 18 out of our 22 areas. So we're very excited about it.
What makes these... Why are these missionaries doing this? What is the push? Is it President Nelson's call? What's put the fire there?
I think that his focus is what caused the rising generation to focus, because it's gone up every month since then, and the leaders are emphasizing it. I think this is a generation that does want to serve. They want to bless people. They're good young people. They get a lot of criticism, but I don't think that's deserved. And I think they do want to serve the Savior and live good lives. And so I think that for most of them, this is something that they feel that they want to do, that they'll be able to do something that they'll feel good about all their lives. And for most of them, it'll prepare them for life in a wonderful way. They'll bless other people. They'll bring the gospel to them, but it'll prepare them for life.
You said it's going up every month. Is it going to continue? What's the highest number we could get to?
We don't know what that'll be, and it sometimes fluctuates a little bit. This will take care of it for a while, but I'm not sure we won't need more missions in the future if it continues over a period of time. But we'll deal with that when it comes.
New missions means new mission presidents.
Yes.
Are you going through that process now?
What does
that
look like? We are, and we have wonderful candidates. Is when you realize that people give up their homes and their jobs and leave children and grandchildren and go off, but what a magnificent role they play. Most of us look back on our mission presidents as just being among the most important people in our lives. And so I think that they have felt that when they were young, most of them, and when they served. And so they love the opportunity. They're willing to sacrifice, and they do, but it's a great blessing to them.
Anything else you'd like to add?
We're fine. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.